CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right. Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of a knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules that the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning. And you're gonna crap thunder!
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, nothing in the rule book says a dog can't play basketball.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm...
He's waiting for it. Love it so much. Welcome back, everyone. It's 9 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's the Nerd.
I'm the Moan.
It's the Thrill.
And it's Indie Morning Wednesday. We're here to conquer the hump day.
Everything.
Get you through this midweek.
Yeah,
we've already had a good show today so far. We've been eating cheese with Steve.
Yeah, great experience.
Yeah. Grated experience.
Ooh.
Cheese pun. And we got another hour left in the show. We heard some good tunes in that last set, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But right now, we just heard the sports report theme.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we need to report on sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news.
Oh, really?
I just received a notification that the greatest hockey team in the history of the world.
The Anaheim Mighty Ducks?
You shut your mouth. The Toronto Maple Leafs hired Jim Hiller as head coach.
Oh.
So it'll be interesting.
Where was Jim Hiller before?
He was last an assistant coach under Mike Babcock from like 2015 to 2020 or 2019 around there.
Okay.
And that's interesting. So
they're going to take the cup then. It's settled.
That's what I hear. the World Cup's well underway. I know I saw Messi tied the World Cup's goals record. I think it was like 16.
Yep.
The real congratulations here has to go to Taylor Hall, not from Kingston, but calls Kingston home.
Yes.
And the Carolina Hurricanes on their Stanley Cup victory.
That was good. I watched that on Sunday night, was it?
It was a great game. Yeah, it was a great game. It was pretty clear that Mitch Marner made the wrong choice to go play with Vegas instead of Carolina.
I think you're right. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That's what you get, you little punk.
I like the Vegas loss because they've got the Vegas kind of ego. Like, if you've ever watched their pre-show, they've got a dude dressed as a knight skating around. They got people on wires. Like, it's very theatrical.
Yeah.
Which makes it Vegas. Even more sweet when they lose.
Yeah.
It's like you put all that effort into this show.
And all those saps paid for it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How much were tickets going for, would you think?
Thousands. And, I think it was funny is like, if you haven't seen the Carolina Hurricanes, when they're at home and they would win, they would often do what they called the surge. Like, they all gather around in a circle around center ice.
Yeah.
And they do this, like, arms up clapping thing, and then they, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do various different, like, team activities to celebrate, and the fans kind of go crazy. But you don't do it in the home team, the opposing team's home, and they... did it.
And they did it. They rubbed their nose in it.
They should have, because anybody that stayed around for that by that time would probably be a fan of the team.
Exactly. Right? That would make sense.
And they won the Cup. So
amazing.
Congratulations. Jordan Staal won the Conn Smythe as most valuable player of the playoffs. I would say that he definitely earned his spot there, but what a playoffs. It was an interesting season. And I don't think I forecasted Carolina to walk away with this.
Well, good for the goose, good for the gander, for I guess. Yeah,
that's excellent. Great. Right. Other than that, baseball's doing baseball things. The Jays still suck, so we'll talk about it as it gets closer. Marble League's probably still happening.
Marble League's still going on, yeah.
And the OHL draft was this past week in Kingston here at Slush Puppy Arena. And I saw a bunch of them at the downtown last Friday night.
Yeah, we went and saw Squid Pistol at the Merchant. There were lots of suited men staring at their phones doing business things instead of watching this amazing band. So now that sports seasons are kind of wrapping up, the weather's getting nicer, it's time to get out a little more and do some events. This is the other thing we like to talk about this time of day is the community event roundup. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
So we find out what's going on in and around town. And I found out that our friends, Squid Pistol, are playing a show this weekend. Saturday, June 20th, they're doing a free show at Spearhead Brewery.
Spearhead.
Mm. Yeah.
Spearhead.
I could do that.
They have a nice patio, too.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
So Squid Pistol will be rocking out there.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other events going on? Simone, you got anything going in the old notebook there?
There's going to be a summer solstice forest therapy walk.
Forest therapy, not forced.
Not forced.
Like a death march.
Forest.
Okay.
As in Forrest Gump.
A woodland romp.
Yes.
Where's that going to be?
Yeah, so that's going to be at the Little Cataraqui Creek Conservation Area.
Nice.
On June 19th. So you can just experience, you can walk, you can sit, you can stand, you can even lie down.
Ah, nice.
And just kind of experience nature.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not even the solstice yet. We've had such good weather so far.
So that's $22 a person. You have to register.
Oh, yes. And you know what the solstice means? It means change. Mm. And you know who's playing at the RCHA Club on this weekend?
No, who?
The Change!
Ooh!
that was a good
change. That was a segue.
You better hope nobody changes the station, Jeff.
Oh, they will. The Change, Kingston's preeminent rock band, is going to be playing at the RCHA Club on Saturday night, 8 p.m. until... 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. $10, mere bag of shells. They've been around town for years. They're great.
Yeah,
good, I like them. I've seen them at Racks. I've seen them other places. Mm-hmm. Classic rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Vinny, you got any events that you want to mention at all today?
No. Okay. You know, like, I just like to live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, all the events that I'm kind of looking forward to that are coming up, I mean, I'm a big fan of just going to see any band live.
Totally.
So, like, I don't really care. I can go to any, music, like, we got small concert. What do you got there?
Oh, we got Nolan Hubbard is doing a free show on Friday night at the Lakeside Bar and Grill. He's wonderful.
Exactly. Right down the street from my house.
There
There you go.
That's a good one.
And, I'll do that all the time, but I'm most excited about the movies coming up because I bought tickets to see The Odyssey.
Did you already?
I sure did.
Wow.
I was one of those people.
Ooh. That's amazing. Next break, we will talk about nerd stuff and nerd news. And your quarter mile of a time was a great segue because we've got some Fast and the Furious news to talk about.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're excited.
Yeah. And then last but not least, before we get back to the music, it's the SPAF weekend.
Yeah.
SPAF, Skeleton Park Arts Fest, is happening Saturday and Sunday all day long in McBurney Park. Excuse me. Choking on my own rage here. It's a great weekend. There's music and activities going on all day, all weekend, and it's free. So get over to the Skeleton Park Arts Fest website to check out the lineup. There's a lot of great acts. Piner is going to be playing. Gorgeous Hannah Gorgeous is going to be there, Simone.
Is that the name? That's her, Gorgeous Hannah Gorgeous?
I don't think anyone calls her Gorgeous Hannah Gorgeous.
Hannah Gorgeous.
Hannah Gorgeous.
Hannah Gorgeous.
Who happens to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
And is also a fantastic musician.
Nice.
She's going to be one of the headliners, and it's going to be a good show.
Wonderful.
You'll see me there. You'll see me there at the CFRC booth, too. So you want to say hey to the nerd and throw things at me, I'll be there Saturday morning.
Perfect.
Excellent. We're going to get back to the tunes, and then after we get back, we do have some nerd news, some celebrity birthdays, and some very important Fast and the Furious headlines to talk about.
Dun, dun, dun.
Simone's very excited. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And we got brand new Linda Lindas. This one's called
Limp Bizkit.
So close. Got brand new Linda Lindas with Burning Out right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Ouch. La da 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 da. I'm gonna bury you in the ground. La da 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 da. I'm gonna bury you with my sound. I'm gonna drink the red from your pretty pink face. I'm gonna.
Marceline, that's too distasteful.
Oh, you don't like that? Or do you just not like me? Sorry, I don't treat you like a goddess. Is that what you want me to do? Sorry, I don't treat you like you're perfect, like all your little loyal subjects do. Sorry, I'm not made of sugar. Am I not sweet enough for you? Is that why you always avoid me? That must be such an inconvenience to you. Well, I'm just your problem. I'm just your problem. It's like I'm not even a person, am I? I'm just your problem. Well, I shouldn't have to justify what I do. I shouldn't have to prove anything to you. I'm sorry that I exist. I forget what landed me on your blacklist. But I shouldn't have to be the one that makes up with you. So why do I want to? Why do I want to bury you in the ground and drink the blood from your...
Might just pull up in the Brinks truck.
Wait, manipulate time. Why do I feel like I'm Marty McFly? I'm about to pop, 4th of July. No, I ain't talking no party supplies. Hold up, stop, manipulate time. Why do I feel like I'm Marty McFly? Stop, got a lot, that was my pride. Telling good boxes that part of me died. Needle in a haystack. Middle Tennessee, where I stay at. Moved out here cause it's laid back. That and the state tax. Now I got a gate where I stay at. Thrift shop, look at that drip. I got control, I feel like it's click. I don't run deep now, look at my click. 1, 2, 3, 4, really that's it.
Whoa. 2005 in a row, that's bingo. Stepped outside with a coke at a Kinko's. Motorola flip, dope ringtone. Better fight than this, don't think so. Hey, what do you need? I got a guy, he'll get it done. Talking about me, talking about I'm the one. Might just pull up in the
wait, manipulate time. Why do I feel like I'm Marty McFly? I'm about to pop, 4th of July. No, I ain't talking no party supplies. Hold up, stop, manipulate time. Why do I feel like I'm Marty McFly? Stop, got a lot, that was my pride. Tell it goodbye, cause that part of me died.
Tiptoe walking, whisper talking. Speak up when you talk to me. In my bed like Mary Poppins. Who I think they on to me. It keep knocking, I keep rocking. I can't even stop the thing. Eyes on me, Mike Wazowski. This right here is Monsters Inc.
I got pizzazz, she got a whole lot of sass. I'm not the type to react. I got the code and it's cracked. Connor and Nick, we like Kobe and Shaq. Life getting sleepy like Cody and Zach. Dropping some friends, I'm lonely at last. So don't even ask.
Might just pull up in the Brinks truck.
Is this the untimely end of Milhouse?
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
See the way he walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles.
Cause he's not.
from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
We're shaking, everybody.
I'm just vibing to this. Listen, let's bring that up.
It's another smell of shit. It's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're coming to CFRC Studios in July as well. Yeah, they're going to play a show here, and I'm going to help film it, and it's going to be good.
Nice.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
Still Vinny. Hanging out.
Just hanging out in this quarantine booth of darkness.
Totally.
I like having the lights off. It just sets the tone.
You're draped in shadows.
Yeah.
It's very mysterious and frightening.
I am a mysterious kind of person.
That's what we do here on Indie Wake Up Morning at CFRC, the place to be.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. We just heard new stuff from Rebecca Hawker that was called Taking a Look In. Taking a Look In. We also had a classic from the Crystals with He's a Rebel. We had new stuff from Connor Price and Nick D with Hop Out. We had Olivia Olson, a.k.a. Marceline the Vampire Queen, with I'm Just Your Problem. Again, I'm playing that because I met a woman who has a Marceline the Vampire Queen tattoo on her arm.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I was enamored. And then we opened up with our pint-sized punk heroes, the Linda Lindas. They got new stuff coming out. That one was called Burning Out. Brand new stuff. Real, like, teenage hanging out at the mall kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like teenagers going to the movies.
Yeah, exactly. How's that for a segue?
Bum, bum, bum.
This time of morning, regular listeners will know, but if you're just tuning in for the first time, we like to dedicate this segment to nerd news.
Nerd news.
Thank you. You know, what's going on in movie news, video game junk. We got Sony State of Play just happened, so there's a bevy of new video game footage that's out there, a new Tomb Raider game, you know, stuff like that, stuff to look forward to. The Ocarina of Time remake.
Yeah.
It's got all the nerds all fired up.
Are they bringing out that Grand Theft Auto game? Is that happening?
There's a Grand Theft Auto game coming out?
I think.
GTA 6?
Is that supposed to happen?
I don't know. Maybe we'll be a little grayer and chubbier when that comes out. We'll be a little
and
older.
I'll still be waiting in line at EB.
Yeah, it's EB. Did you ever go to EB Games, Simone? You remember Electronic Boutique?
Never.
In the mall? You could sell them your old games after you played them for store credit.
Was that upstairs?
That was upstairs, yes.
At the Cat Center? Yeah. Okay, maybe I walked past it.
Did you ever walk past when there was like a big game release, like back in the day when people would just line up? Like, I miss those days.
This is news to me.
Oh, you missed out on an era.
Did I?
Yeah, you and my brother, Handsome Andy, you guys camped out inside of an EB.
For Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Don't they have like
a nerd? Black Ops 1 or 2 or something.
Don't they have a nerd shop upstairs at the Cat Center?
I'm not sure.
I think
with like a lot of bobbleheads.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of those things.
Yeah. Oh, Funko's fun. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm moving on from that era.
That's true.
Let's get out of here.
Well, what else we got going on in nerd news? There's a few movie headlines and a few celebrity birthdays to rattle off.
Oh, there are, yeah.
Celebrities are our social bettors, and they deserve to, you know, we should wash their feet.
We should. Celebrate all things celebrities. Movies coming up, and I teased about it earlier, but I bought tickets to see Odyssey.
The Christopher Nolan Odyssey joint.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to go watch it in Vaughn at Silver City.
The IMAX?
Yeah, baby, let's go.
Man, that's going to be great.
Let's go. And the Colossus or whatever it is there.
It's going to be a fun movie.
It's going to be great. I'm just super excited to see... I love Christopher Nolan.
Big
Everything
cast.
He ever does is just
Matt
wonderful.
Damon, Zendaya.
Matt Damon.
Tom Holland.
Lupita.
Ageless.
Everybody.
Ageless Anne Hathaway.
Elliot Page.
Great cast. That cast.
I feel like it's everyone's in there.
Everyone that's been in a Christopher Nolan movie
but
before.
But this is the first one where Tom Hardy or...
Tom Holland?
No, Tom Hardy. Or Alfred.
Alfred? You mean the Alfred from Batman?
Yeah, what was his name? Oh, my God, Michael Caine.
Oh,
Michael
that Caine Alfred.
Are not in one of his movies since Inception, right. I think, or before that.
That's right. Well, Michael Caine did come out of retirement for a Vin Diesel movie, but that's beside the point. I'm excited for Odyssey, mainly because I like the fan reactions. Like, the first pictures got shown a year ago, and now immediately, that armor's not accurate historically.
Yeah,
and it's buddy... They fight Cyclops monsters. Like, come on. This is not a historical movie.
Is it going to be a long one? Like a 3-hour kind of tale?
What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very long it's an experience.
Mm. Yeah.
These movies are an experience.
It's the reason to get out to the theaters.
Yeah, just so excited.
Amazing. We got some celebrity birthdays today.
Oh, we do.
Someone who hasn't been in a Christopher Nolan movie yet, Will Forte, turns 56 today.
What an old man.
I highly recommend anything Will Forte does. Odessa Zion is 26 today. Now, that's her stage name. I want everyone to know that she is the daughter of Pamela Adlon, a.k.a. Bobby Hill. On King of the Hill.
Oh, okay.
So I did. Yeah, I watched Marty Supreme.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know Bobby Hill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my purse. I don't know you. That's his.
Okay.
The woman that did his voice is the mother of Odessa Zayon, who was making a big splash. She was in the Hellraiser remake. She was in Marty Supreme. Very good. Very talented.
Okay.
But it's like, don't try to hide your lineage. We all know you are daughter of Bobby Hill. Anyways,
it's Uncle Rico's birthday from Napoleon Hill. John Grease.
He was
69 years old.
He's one of those character actors. Like, he was in the latest season of Fallout in a few episodes.
That's right.
I love that. He could have kicked that ball right over that mountain. It's Greg Kinnear's birthday, 63 years old. And it's Hollywood stuntman extraordinaire Scott Adkins turns 50 years old today. He's one of the best action movie performers ever. This guy's awesome. He's the real deal. Watch Corridor Crew and watch Stuntmen React. He's been on
Corridor
a few episodes.
Corridor Crew's great.
Yeah, he's great on it. Happy 50th to Scott Adkins. He'll be going for a while.
We got Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, really?
Of course, the handsome, chiseled jaw of a 66-year-old man.
Nice.
And we have a special... birthday announcement.
Special.
To our friend. Special.
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 Special birthday announcement. Hey, we're still on. Happy sixth birthday to my pal Everett. And six birthdays. Let's go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Everett.
Happy
Fantastic.
Birthday.
Back to the headlines before we get tunes. Couple quick ones. Sony has set a Josie and the Pussycats reboot. They're going to make another one.
Boo.
Will it be able to top the Rosario Dawson, Tara Reid classic? Probably. We'll see, though. That's in the pipeline. And the first trailer for Shrek 5 just premiered online today.
Oh, wow.
I saw that.
Yeah. There's five?
There's the fifth one, and they've got a sixth one in the works.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Mike Myers got to make that money.
Money!
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, we promised some Fast and Furious news because I know that everyone, you know, we can't not. Basically, it's the 25th anniversary of the first movie. And it's being re-released into theaters in August. So it better be coming to Kingston. I'm very excited.
Have you seen the merch for this?
No.
The theater merch that they got. So, like, ones like his chargers.
Oh, the popcorn bucket. But it's his charger.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I just can't wait to see. It's like a NOS cam. Yeah, I don't know.
They better.
They have to. You got opportunities here.
What's your favorite Fast and Furious movie?
Fast and Furious.
The first one?
First one. Nice. That was it. Yeah.
Fast 5 all the way for me. I love that.
Like, they all, like, it goes up and down throughout the whole thing, obviously. But, like, they are what they are. They got ridiculous when, like, you know, driving and towing safes, whipping them across.
That was the best.
I was going to break things.
That was the best one.
Chance saved us. And
they did that for real. There was no CG.
Yeah. Oh, well, my God. At the end of the day, I still think the first one was the best one.
The first one's excellent. But you got to watch Point Break because it's just a rip off of Point Break.
Whatever.
Okay, we better get back to the tunes. Vinny's getting
old. I'm leaving.
We're gonna watch some Scott Adkins clips and then fight each other while we play
in
music.
The parking lot.
Simone, you better step in and you better stop this.
Yeah, I can be the referee.
Thank you.
I watch fights. So
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all over the UFC. All right, we've got a new one.
Don't hurt him, Vinny. Don't hurt him.
Protect the nerd.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna go outside and get beat up by a bunch of nerds. Way to go.
That's it. Amazing. Well, we got new stuff.
You gonna throw pencils at him?
Oh my God.
Pocket protectors.
Let's know what I have to deal with, people. This is insane. Brand new stuff from Jack White. We better get to it. This one's called Dollar Bill. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
You guys are mean.
Did it for the love. what's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I learned drinking from my mom, or love or addiction from dad, but I'm all grown and wise now, so I can't blame the past on why I'm this kind of girl in this kind of world. Well, I gave up on liquor. My love so far been true, but I am sensing danger when I get close to you, and I should know better, but you have got me good. Yeah, sometimes it hits me like a bang, boom, boom, when I got too much time and I just think of you. Well, now here it comes again, that voice that never seems to end. Got me good. Oh, I got a rope tying me to the core of the earth. It's burning so fast, the kind of love that hurts. So I look up to that voice in the sky, and I think it's telling me to kiss you goodbye. I should know better, but you have got me good.
pole, and I pull Mr. Crawfish out of his hole. Crawfish! See, I got him, see the size, stripped and cleaned before your eyes. Sweet meat, look, fresh and ready to cook. Crawfish in your hand, he's gonna look good in your frying pan. If you fry him crisp or you boil him right, he'll be sweeter than sugar with every bite. Crawfish,
crawfish.
See, I got him, see the size, stripped and cleaned before your eyes. Sweet meat, look, fresh and ready to cook. Crawfish,
crawfish. Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. No fool would take, and I've got some habits I can't shake. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. Well, that's the way it is in life. I've been on the short end for too long, but if they gave medals for honky-tonk wars, hell, I'd keep mine in my chest of drawers. With my IRS bills and divorce papers and all that stuff. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. You gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Feeling frosty today, Simone.
Yeah?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent. Welcome back. That was just brand new stuff from Billy Strings with If You're Gonna Be Dumb, You gotta be tough.
Gotta be tough.
That's from the Jackass soundtrack. There's a new Jackass movie coming out.
Yeah.
And so, Simone, you're a big fan of that, right? You've seen them all?
No.
No, you haven't seen any of them?
I don't think I've seen one at all.
I'm just Googling what the best Jackass stunts ever are.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what the internet says.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there's him getting bit by a little alligator.
Oh, my goodness.
It's too long of an article to read. I'm not going to bother with it, but the new movie comes out in the end of June.
Okay.
So do check that we're going.
Okay.
we also, in that last set, had a classic from Elvis Presley from the King Creole soundtrack.
Yeah,
that was Crawfish.
That's a little change in what you not expected.
I think of Elvis on the Bayou.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like it.
It's nice.
It's good summertime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We had brand new stuff from the Bobby Lees with Got Me Good. Nice little stripped down kind of acoustic thing from them.
Mm-hmm.
We had Olivia Olson with Yeah Girl, It Stinks from the Adventure Time soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Also in there, new stuff from Marcy with Butterfly Sticker. And we open it up with brand new Jack White and Dollar Bill.
Dollar Bill.
Apparently Jack White used to work in an upholstery factory in Detroit
mm-hmm.
before he was famous.
Mm.
And he would, in his off time, write handwritten poems and stitch them into these chairs that they would ship out. And so when the White Stripes started getting really big, people in Illinois and or Detroit and Michigan were like ripping their chairs apart.
Oh, to see.
To see. And some people found them.
Wow.
And they're like, this is worth a lot of money.
Nice.
So if you've got a chair that was made in Detroit in like the 1990s.
Yeah, rip it apart and check it.
Yeah, right now. I think this chair was ripped apart. But yes, another great show, another indie wake up in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn today that you didn't know yesterday?
Fast and Furious anniversary.
Woo!
25 years coming on up.
Yeah, so August it hits theaters. I hope it comes to Kingston. Screening room will have it for sure.
Yeah.
Like to do a fast marathon, that'd be good.
Get your...
my tank top and my chain.
Your tank top.
Yeah, do a couple of weightlifting sessions maybe.
Yeah, I guess so you get your tan on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what else? Anything else that you learned? I mean, we learned about good cheese from our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Definitely. The cheese was good.
Yeah, Steve's Cheese was back. That was a good segment earlier today. If you missed it, go to CFRC.ca and check out the archive. Listen to us all over again.
Yeah.
You will barely regret it. Other than that, it's Skeleton Park Arts Fest this weekend. So I will be there Saturday morning helping out at the CFRC booth. So if you got a bone to pick, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fight. No. And that's about it, I guess.
Yeah.
So we'll catch you guys all next week. Hope you all have a great, fun weekend in the sun.
Enjoy the sun. Hopefully the sun comes out.
We hope.
It's coming out now a little bit.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, news. We'll get back to the tunes before we sign off for the day. We got brand new stuff from Kingston's own Wygo, who we saw at the Broom Factory last Friday. Their track, Delicate. We've got brand new Hallucination with Loose featuring Tana. And if we get to it, the Syndicats with Crawdaddy Simone.
Ooh.
You know what? Let's play that one first.
Yeah.
We'll do Crawdaddy Simone, and then we'll hear why.
Crawdaddy.
I don't know why I thought of you when I was singing this song. Anyways,
okay.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Catch you guys next week.
All right. See you later.
Was his trade a seller of lies, a heart so cold he seemed to hypnotize. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He had no axe to grind, you never saw him smile. But his luck was good, he always dressed in style. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends yet. Crawdaddy Simone, yeah. Hey, baby, that's that fella. Go on over there. Go, go, go.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Been here still in the back track, can't move. Been here still and can't go on to Lucy. Been here still in the back track, can't
Nation, eh? Lucy, my name I go on to Lucy. Hennessy mixed with a goosey. Watch that turn to a movie. Aye, aye. Gal, I'm a one too Lucy. Hennessy mixed with a goosey. Watch that turn to a movie. Aye, aye. Watch that turn to a movie. Watch that turn to a movie. Watch that turn to a movie. Aye, aye. Watch that turn to a movie. Watch that turn to a movie. Watch that turn to a movie. Bad boy talk, you know them ones. Still roll around with the loaded ones. Loaded ones. My name's Seek Out Beef and Cook till it's overdone. Drunk nights over the sober ones. Sip that rum till it's overdone. Prince Akeem on the chosen one. Swing that club, it's a hole in one. Ay, ay, ay. Cause everyone I move too shiesty. I just want a Henny with a iced tea. A crisp black tea and a Nike. A tick yells and a one can't spite me. Plenty of fish and that's one here at Pisces. Ghost drops in a whip getting hyphy. Ain't nobody here gon' like me. Lucy, my name I want to Lucy. Hennessy mixed with a goosey. Watch that turn to a movie. Aye, aye. Y'all am I want to Lucy. Hennessy mixed with a goosey. Watch that turn to a movie. Aye, aye. Watch that turn to a movie.
Hey, it's Evan Jackson. You're listening to 101.9 CFRC.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
You're locked into CFRC Radio 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.